Here we have some power spectral density diagrams. They're a convenient way to illustrate signals, such as GPS signals and the signals of other constellations. They're basically a power per bandwidth sort of diagram. You can also say it as watts per hertz, as a function of frequency. The actual definition of PSD is a Fourier transform of the autocorrelation function. But these are shown here to give you an idea of the power of the signal relative to its bandwidth. The power is represented on the perpendicular axis in decibels relative to 1 hertz per watt, or dBW. Now, this decibel watt perhaps needs a little bit of explanation. It was mentioned in Chapter 4. The decibel unit was really begun in the Bell Labs as a way to express power loss on telephone lines logarithmically. In other words, a change of 1 decibel, an increase of 1 decibel, would be an increase of 27% in power. A decrease of 1 decibel, decrease of 27%. If there was a change of 3 decibels, that would be an increase or decrease of 100%. So, a decibel watt indicates the actual power of a signal compared to the reference of 1 watt. For example, the signal from a GPS satellite is about plus 13.4 decibel watts, and that same signal as received is about a negative 163 decibel watts. Therefore, these graphics show the increase or decrease in decibels of power in watts with respect to the frequency in hertz. So, here are two diagrams. On the left, you have the L1 structure, and on the right, you have the L2 structure.